we're going to look at the wise child today, because there's some significant variation in both the question and the answer. So let's take a look at that. Madgulo Kosheni, this is the cup that starts the Magid section. Vikana ben Shoel Aviv. Here's where the son asks the father. Then you have the, if he doesn't ask, then you say Manish Tana, all the variation of Manish Tana. And then it comes back and says, Ulfida Toshel ben Aviv Milamdo. That essentially you're just, the child asks and the parent teaches teaches back. And so that's in some ways what we're doing with the, what we're modeling with the four sons is just what this Mishnah spells out. The child asks, the parent teaches back. So let's take a look at the Chacham. What is the version that we have in our Haggadah? Now, even here in the Haggadot that you have, there's some variety, but this is one of the versions. Chacham Mahu Omer, the wise child, what does he say? And now we're quoting from Deuteronomy. That was the last of our four texts that we looked at yesterday. What are the laws and the statutes and the commandments that Adonai, our God, commanded you? Now, this is an interesting question because we know from last year's Seder that the Rasha is going to be berated for excluding himself from the community. So you might ask yourself, well, how come the wise child gets off by saying, you know, God commanded you as opposed to God commanded us? And there are, that is a concern, a complexity about the wise child. There are basically two answers that float around. One is that, well, the wise child says Eloheinu, our God, and in that way does include himself into the community, even though he does say you for the object of the command. But you could sort of say, well, he's really in the community because it says our God. But also, you have maybe some Haggadot that don't say Etchem, who commanded you, but rather says Otanu, who commanded us. That is to say, it's not a second person, it's a first person object. And so, you know, how could they rewrite the Torah, which says you, and put that in the mouth of the wise child and say us? It's interesting that, so one possibility is they're just cleaning up that problem that the Rasha, the evil child, is the one who excludes, but the Chacham, the wise child, doesn't do that. So we're going to just sort of edit the Torah a little bit and say, Otanu. It is interesting, and I put this up on page 2 in the section from Deuteronomy, where it does say, Kishalcha bincha machar, when your child asks you tomorrow, saying, Mai dod v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Adonai Eloheinu etchem. The word Echem does appear in the Masoretic text, but in the Septuagint and the Vulgate, old translations of the Torah, it actually says us. It says, it sort of, the Hebrew would be Otanu. So it's possible also that there was floating around on, you know, a different version of this quote that the Haggadah is quoting, where it actually said in the Torah, Otanu, who commanded us as opposed to you. Okay, that's just dealing with this question of, Is the wise son including himself or excluding himself from the community? And the Nudniks like to say, well, how come the wise child got away with murder and said you, but the wicked child, you know, said, you know, didn't include himself and was berated. Okay, that's on the question side. Let's look at the answer. Again, from the Haggadah, Ba'afatan Morlo Kiel Chora Pesach. So how do you answer this question? What are the laws? So whereas in the Torah, it seemed to indicate what is the meaning behind the laws. Why do we do these laws, right? If you go and look at the answer from Deuteronomy 6, when they say, what are all these laws? Then you say, Avadim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. The answer is not, well, let me explain to you all these laws. You're asking a content question. You're actually asking a reason question. Why are we doing all these laws? What's the point of all these laws? What stands behind all the laws? And you get the story as the response to this question in the Torah. But in the Haggadah, the Chacham, the answer is, you say to him the laws of Pesach. That's what you say. And then they quote one of the laws that we also see at the end of the cycle of the Mishnah, which is, Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikoman, which itself is a very confusing sentence. Here, this is the Safaria Koran translation. We may not eat an afikoman, which they translate as a dessert food, after we finish eating the Pesach sacrifice, in Maftirin Achara Pesach, you don't finish off the Pesach with afikoman, meaning a dessert. But it also, and the Talmud debates on what afikoman actually means, it might also mean going off to other groups and carousing. An afikoman, something having to do with a Greek practice that at the end of the meal, you would finish it off by sort of the more carousing portion. And that's not how you finish this. Don't get confused. The Seder is not a Greek banquet that ends in licentiousness and boundary crossing. Or even on a simple lay, you're supposed to stick with your group and not go to other people's groups. So that's the answer to the wise child. And of course, what kind of answer is this? Is this the main law? Some people suggest that you teach him the laws of Pesach, and then you have to add in the word up until, even including the final law, which is how do you finish the Seder? Oh, don't do the afikoman at the end. Of course, the afikoman for us ended up being the matzah that you eat at the end. You do finish with the afikoman, but in the rabbinic context, in the Mishnah, it didn't mean a piece of matzah. It meant either a dessert you shouldn't be eating, you should instead be eating the Pesach, or a group connection. So some people suggest that you teach them the laws of Pesach all the way through, ad until Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikoman. That's one possibility. Of course, it's missing the word ad. So that's the problem with that explanation. Let's just see, there are two other places where this midrash about the wise child, the poor sons, appears in rabbinic literature outside the Haggadah. So one is in the Mechilta. This is a set of Midrashim that were constructed around the verses in Exodus. And we have the story of the four children, the four sons. Here, notice, Achad Chacham and Achad Tipesh, the wise child and the stupid child, if you're going to sort of say it literally. Echad Rasha, Echad She'eino Yodea Lishol. Here you can see the grouping is the two children who ask questions, the Chacham and the Tipesh, the wise question and the stupid question. And then you have the Rasha and She'eino Yodea Lishol, neither of whom are asking questions. The Rasha is sort of saying, I'm saying something in the form of a question, but I'm making an accusation. I'm not really wondering about something. And E'eino Yodea Lishol also doesn't know how to ask a question. So that's just a reordering of the four sons. Let's see what the Chacham says here. Chacham Mahu Omer, what does the wise child say? Mahai Dor HaChukim, and it sort of runs off. So we don't know if it says Otanu or Adchem, doesn't know if he includes himself or says you in the end of the quote from the verse. That's his question. Same question, we just don't know how it ends. And then, Atah Petachlo B'Hilchot HaPesach, you too should say the laws of Pesach to him. Emor Lo HaPesach Ein Maftirin HaPikoman. And then they have this other sentence, which is teach him the laws of Pesach and say to him, don't finish the Pesach with the afikoman, which I think you could read as the way to finish off the meal is by learning the laws of Pesach. And that's what you asked about, and that's what we're going to do. And we're not going to finish off either by eating a lot of desserts or by carousing with other people. One last take on the wise child comes in the Yerushalmi, which also has a version of this midrash. The wise child asks, what are the laws which you commanded otanu, us? Here you have that text that's floating around in the Yerushalmi, not etchem. So here the wise child includes himself in the what are the laws that you commanded us? And you say to him, instead of saying the afikoman, and the laws of Pesach, instead you say to him, this is another quote from the Torah, not from the part where we quoted the question, but a different part. God took us out with a strong hand from the house of bondage. So here you see the answer to the wise child is the why answer. Why are we doing all these laws? What is the reason behind these laws? And the reason behind these laws is because God took us out of Egypt. And that's an alternative answer to the wise child as opposed to the more technical answer that we seem to find in our Haggadah of what are the laws? I'll teach you the laws. This is what are the reason for the laws? The reason is because God took us out from Egypt. So you have some variety here with the wise son. We'll continue on with possibilities of interpretation for the four children tomorrow. See you then.